This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to open the phones up, take your call. Stephen Colbert attacked me. It's a ridiculous failure trying to cover up for illegal spying by Amazon and others against the American people. And we're going to, again, take your calls and so much more straight ahead. But right now, here's a John Bowne report. The left threatens assassination over net neutrality. Here it is.
Does net neutrality cripple innovation or encourage it? Ultimately, the FCC would vote to release the internet back to its pre-Obama days in the wild. Before the net neutrality vote was underway, emotional activists, broken by yet another Obama's policy down the drain, cried out in the bitter Washington, D.C. cold.
Let's give it up for Representative Keith Ellison.
You know, you guys, it's about power. What we're talking about is power today. Will the open internet be in service to the power of the people? Or will Ajit Pai and the Republicans and all those guys turn the power over to the monopolists who want to control us and throttle and block information that we need?
It's the internet, not the elite net. It's not supposed to be for some people. It's supposed to be for all people.
You got to admit about capitalism, idiot. And you
people
guys are killing it.
Get their information
Google's
from
the one
it.
That's been censoring.
It has to be open to everyone.
Every social movement in this country that has been able to use the internet and think about what they are trying
You're kicking
to
everybody
to
off.
Silence our voices.
You're banning us, lady.
Answer, and it is hell no. We are not going to let you change this rule.
Which allows Google to censor.
The FCC counsel explained the need to vote as simply as possible.
These rules have also impeded innovation. One major company, for instance, reported that it put on hold a project to build out its out-of-home Wi-Fi network due to uncertainty about the FCC's regulatory stance. And a coalition of 19 municipal internet service providers, that is, city government-owned nonprofits, have told the FCC that they, and I quote, often delay or hold off from rolling out a new feature or service because they cannot afford to deal with a potential complaint and enforcement action. None of this is good for consumers. We need to empower all
of Google has the monopoly, and they got stuff passed so no one else can build anything.
...of greater access and competition. And consider, too, that these are just the effects that these rules have had on the Internet of today. Think about how they will affect the Internet that we need 10, 20 years from now.
By the way, wasn't net neutrality?
The world bears no resemblance to a water pipe or an electric line. Or sewer.
Yeah, they just called it net neutrality.
Will be roughly constant over time. Very few would say that there's been dramatic innovation in these areas. By contrast, online traffic is exploding, and we consume exponentially more traffic and data over time.
That's right. Nobody's censoring but Google, Facebook, and Twitter.
With the development of high bitrate applications,
like got Obama to pass the law.
With new activities that we can't fully grasp yet, like high volume Bitcoin mining. We are imposing ever more demands on the network. And over time, that means our networks themselves will need to scale, too. On advice of security, we need to take a brief recess.
Everyone, I need everyone to leave everything that you have in place. Do not take anything out of here except for your body.
After everyone had returned, the vote was carried out.
Commissioner O'Reilly.
Aye.
Commissioner Carr.
Aye.
Commissioner Rosenworcel.
I dissent.
The chair votes aye. The item is adopted with editorial privileges granted as requested.
The four more death threats against FCC Chairman Ajit Pai continue to weigh in on Twitter. It's just the way we expect the left to operate now, as they embrace domestic terrorism unchecked in the face of our republic. And now the Democrat lawyers weigh in. The Washington Times reports, minutes after the FCC's 3-2 vote, New York Attorney General Schneiderman announced he would form a multi-state coalition to stop the illegal rollback, while Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson said...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. My misfits way of life. Your black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. Looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. I intend to take a few phone calls in the next few segments. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday broadcast, now in hour number two, is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. You know, there's something funny about the internet, about censorship, and about control. The Democrats and their big combines like Amazon and Facebook and Twitter and Google, they have congressional hearings admitting they censor InfoWars.com. They have congressional hearings admitting that when we have a number one story on Twitter, they just block it. That just happened a month ago. I played the clip many times here. But I've got multiple hearings. And then Ajit Pai, the FCC, says Obama passed regulations allowing all this censorship and blocking any new companies or internet companies being able to operate. Google wrote regulations for Obama where it made it cost prohibitive. They're the big monopoly. And then they turn around and say, oh, well, we're not going to let this congresswoman run her ad on her own Facebook. And we're not going to let Alex Jones put out a video. But, oh, Ajit Pai is going to censor us and the Republicans are going to take our free speech away. It was the Republicans in 1987 under Bruce Fine, lead counsel for the FCC. We've had on many times. We've got to get him on about net neutrality next week. He's a really smart guy. He's been wanting to be on the show more. I don't know why we haven't him on more. I just forget. To talk about this, he concurs with our analysis that the big telecoms, they want to come in. They like a monopoly. Google's already getting the monopoly. Those two groups are fighting. But Ajit Pai, just going back to what we had before, was better than what Obama's been doing since his, quote, net neutrality stuff went through about a year and a half ago. It was one of the last things he did in the 11th hour. And it gave the UN partial control of the internet. It allowed censorship. And then Ajit Pai writes in this letter a few weeks ago, he goes, you're crazy, Google, Facebook, Twitter. All you do is censor. And he gives a bunch of examples of it. And they whine and they scream. They're the ones kicking people off the internet. They're the ones banning people off Twitter. And they go, well, that's not the internet. That's just a platform. But you operate and act like you're a utility. You say you're a utility. You say everybody's open and free as long as you follow the rules, and then you selectively enforce them. And you've got new rules at Twitter and Facebook and Google all hitting by the end of the year, all magically, all concerted, all coordinated. And it's all targeting nationalist patriots, free marketers, conservatives, and capitalists. And again, the head editor at BuzzFeed's come out a new article. It's on Infowars.com. BuzzFeed editor, all I want for Christmas is full communism now. Full. Baby, go to North Korea, go to Venezuela. It's not full hell, but it's close. It's the closest you're going to get. As you sit here like a spoiled, snot-nosed brat, pushing your BuzzFeed, PPGate, fake dossier bull, and all they are is just disruptive people trying to just keep their readers in their mental patient mode. And that's what Sean Parker and other executives from Facebook have said. This whole thing is to keep you dumb, to keep you arrested, to keep you stupid, to prey on you, and to make you absolutely mindless. And they said, we mainly target liberals. What you call a modern liberal is a gibbering mental patient. Go look at Antifa. Go look at these people. We're violent. You're Nazis because you want free market. We're going to hit you in the head with a bike lock. And then we've got Bernie Sanders. Sanders, corporate taxes will absolutely go up if Dems take back control. And I was talking to my wife about this today, who's super smart, but she's not really political. And I was talking about how horrible Amazon was, and we have this big Amazon whistleblower we already interviewed. We're putting a big report together. We're going to air it Tuesday. And, you know, inside Amazon, you name it, just incredible stuff. Bed bugs, people, huge illegals sleeping on the floor, groups of illegals washing their butts in the sinks. I mean, just sweatshop, Chinese slave labor stuff here in America. And just the scams that he's reporting. I mean, it's unbelievable. Wait till you hear this. And it's all been backed up by other whistleblowers as well. But I was sitting there and I go, honey, what do you think's going on with Bernie Sanders saying Trump just got our corporate tax cut to 15, that's the same as China. And Sanders wants it back at 40. And guess what? Apple, Google, and Facebook have lobbied to make it 50, even though they're all offshore and pay, look it up, zero corporate tax. Why do they want 50 here? Because small companies don't do it. They don't know how to do it. The regulators don't let you do it. See, I'm part of the Democratic Party and the special law firms that all certify it who are revolving doors with bureaucrats. This is all admitted. And they've been holding America under for 50 years, deindustrializing us, selling us off, where they make deals with China, with India, with others to go oversee the factories, which many of these Democrats and others own and control. They make billions like Communist Party insiders do in China. And they're busy holding America under the water. But before I got to that, I said, what does it sound like to you if we have a 40% tax, like it was, about to be phased out, and they have a 15%? She goes, all the businesses go there. And I said, that's right. And she said, well of course, plus you got individual tax from those corporations. And she goes, oh, I read about how Apple doesn't pay any tax corporately. And I go, yeah. And she goes, and I read about how Apple forces women to take birth control and forces abortions. And it has suicide nets. And I went, yeah, did you hear that from me? And she goes, no, I was reading about it. And I was like, wow, we're really going somewhere when, you know, my wife, who I don't like sit there and force her to know about all this stuff. That's quite frankly what I want in my life. I want a little bit of break from this sometimes. She's already angry and got it. It's like I'm watching people that aren't even into my show already getting it years later. And I'm knowing we're winning and it's happening everywhere. And that's why the globalists and the left are so angry. White people don't know what it's like to be poor, even though they're the largest group of poor people in North America. And I'm Bernie Sanders. My wife swindled all these colleges and money, and we have tens of millions of dollars, and I fly on private jets. But let me tell you, these corporations, these tax cuts, they're bad. Trump's bad. And then you're sitting back realizing he knows full well that his constituency are idiots. And they don't understand. Trump just cut it from 40 to 15. We get it. We'll raise it back. They They've all moved to Ireland. Ireland had 0% 20 years ago. They had the biggest boom ever. Everybody moved there. It should be zero. Zero. The employees pay the taxes. The owners do. Not the corporation again. Zero. No one can compete here. Let's play Bernie Sanders. He wants to take good care of you. Here he is.
What's the promise to America about what will be done to reverse the state of affairs that you're so unhappy with?
Look, at a time of massive income and wealth inequality, where the people on top and large corporations are doing phenomenally well, our job is to pay attention to the needs of working families.
Hey, Paul, we're going to break. I'm going to have to come back and explain this again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you again, when you see Warren Buffett and Bill Gates on TV saying, keep corporate taxes high, raise taxes on the middle class, it's because they've rigged it with tax-free foundations. They pay nothing even here. Only the ultimate elite, the old joke, it was the famous billionaire lady that said, taxes? I don't pay taxes. Only poor people do. What was her name from Florida? The point is that the ultra-rich don't even pay it here. They put it into these, quote, tax-free foundations. So they all want your money through taxes. They then get in government programs and kickbacks and all the other contracts. So he's going, we have the biggest disparity in rich and poor. Under you, under the taxes, under the rigged system. Trump's trying to end that, you rat, and you know that, you dirty little...
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Silver bell, it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Bernie Sanders is an economic assassin. He's a parasite, and he knows he is. At the level of Bernie Sanders and his wife, they go in, they pump and dump, they take over institutions, colleges, you name it. They maximize them up in debt. They move the assets out. They implode them. They move on. They are conscious frauds, flim-flam artists. They always have been. They always will be. They're under criminal investigation by the FBI right now. But when they sit there and say, well, our corporate tax is 35 or 40, depending on how you look at it, and, you know, this is terrible for these greedy fat cats, we need to, you know, raise it back up, how dare Trump drop it to 15, the new tax plan, that's because they know that Google, Facebook, Twitter, General Electric, the entire Fortune 100 pays close to zero corporate tax and have $4 trillion overseas they don't even bring back into the country. And it was written to deindustrialize the nation and hold America's head underwater. We're going to teach you, America, to get in line. We're going to cut off your coal. We're going to write regulations to shut you down. We're going to have the highest income tax in the world. We're going to on and on and on. And that's what they've done. And then Trump just comes along and says, I don't want to gang rape the country. We're going to try to do deals that actually help the economy. And just doing a few things, it comes roaring back. Before they were choking us on both carotids, now they're only holding one. Now they're like, oh, I'm getting some blood. I'm kind of coming back. They're like, oh, God, he's coming too. Keep him asleep. And then to watch this con artist who, when Hillary stole the election from him, he knowingly came out and defended her and endorsed her. He's a true scumbag. But he knows there's a dumbed-down constituency. There's a lot of money. The rich people get richer. They get that money. They used one-sided trade deals to deindustrialize the country and give us Walmart. They used government subsidies, $1.48 every package on Amazon, and all the other government subsidies. Look it up. All these big billionaires did insider deals, almost all of them with politicians, to get these great subsidies to be able to then outmaneuver everybody else with crony capitalism. Because if you have real capitalism, you'll have hundreds of choices. But when you get crony capitalism, it's a form of fascism, and you get what you see in China or here. And Trump always fought these people. He doesn't like them. He was always against NAFTA and GATT. He wrote op-ed pieces 20 years ago against it, and he loves seeing them screwed over. And they call him mentally ill. They're like, you could join us and screw everybody. Why do you care about him? He's not a psychopath. He's actually, I understand it because it's how I am. I like to take on the big guys. I like to take on the thugs or people that are at least as strong as I am. People that are pushing it. People that think they're in control. People that think they've got all the power. And that's a real pleasure. I like the underdog. And they think we're sentimental because we love America. They think, you know, they think we're stupid. No. No, that's what civilization is built of, standing for something. But when it comes to getting dirty, once you attack us down in the dirt, once you're in the street fight, we're meaner than you'll ever imagine. We're more evil than you'd ever think about. But you got to open the gate. Because then it's not evil. It's vengeance. And vengeance is God's. But God acts through us as his instruments. If you turn yourself over to God, not over to your own ego and being on a power trip and thinking you're God. Become humble. And that's where it all lies. All right. I'm going to play this Bernie Sanders clip and I'm going to go to your phone calls. And then Stephen Colbert sickeningly attack me, his audience, all of it, and tried to say that Alexa isn't listening to you and just, it's total PR. I've seen a PR rollout defending Alexa, spying on people. There's a lot of coverage of it now, so they're really scared. So they think, oh, we'll discredit it using Alex Jones, who first reported on it, and then put out this whole ridiculous piece. I mean, it's not even really funny, but it is pathetic. So their real propaganda is in these comedy shows. We're going to look at that as well. But right now, here's Bernie Sanders who said, white people do not know what it's like to be poor. There's never no homeless white people, no nothing. Why white people? I mean, imagine if he said Jews don't know what it's like to be poor or Chinese don't know. It's like just white people in general are just bad. They just don't know. This is race baiting, dirty communism by a filthy, lazy person who never got a paycheck till he was 40. I mean, this is literally the detritus. He'd be a North Korean dictator if he could. Him and his disgusting, you know, larcenous wife. Here it is.
What's the promise to America about what will be done to reverse the state of affairs that you're so unhappy with?
Look, at a time of massive income and wealth inequality,
under your
people
system
on top and large corporations are doing phenomenally well.
With the big mega banks riding it all where they're tax exempt and they put the taxes on us, then things fall apart and then you can go, let me have full control and I'll get you some food like in Soviet Russia. Hey, you know, we did a good job over there. We're going to do it for you. Let me run your life. All right. So I'm going to feel good when you're starving in the street because I feel bad about myself. And when you do bad, I'm going to feel good. I'm a parasite. I'm a psychopath. I want to hurt you. I can't help it. Why don't you let me kill your country? I already killed universities and stuff we took over. We're going to suck you dry. I'm going to run things. Sorry, go back to him.
To pay attention to the needs of working families. We talk about a child care tax credit in this bill. Truth is that depending on where you live in America, good quality child care can cost $12,000, $15,000,
$20,000 a year. Don't give you thousands. He did, but it doesn't do nothing. You want to say, every country's coming back. We're not going to strangle it. Oh, we tried in Russia, and now we can't do it here. I'm better than everybody. I'm Bernie Sanders. That's all about that. He knows he's evil. Go back to him.
Child care so that every working family in this country knows that their kids have good quality care.
And then the government runs that free child care program, but that's not free. But then we run it. Then we program it. Your kids are on. So go back to him.
Well, John, this is really quite unbelievable.
Oh.
While the Republicans are spending all of their time providing massive tax breaks to the rich, there has been no discussion.
Hey, boss. It makes them come back here. They don't want that. We make it competitive, and then they have to move back. Dumbass. Continue.
Discussion about the dreamers, the needs of the dreamers, 800,000 young people born.
We bring in the illegals. They can't go to Mexico and get stuff free. We need a class war
program.
Right. And let me
9 million kids are going to lose their health insurance.
Let me get to that in a second. But if you Democrats take control, are corporate taxes going up?
I think we're going to take a very hard look at this entire tax bill and make it a tax bill that works for the middle class and working families, not for the top 1% and large multinational corporations.
But there's no question that in order to achieve all of the things you want, taxes are going to have to go up on corporations. If they're down to 21 as a result of this legislation, you can't find the money anywhere else.
Absolutely, yes.
So, okay.
In my view, absolutely.
The numbers are different, 15.5, 20, whatever. They're just like, we got China investments, God. The investments are going to go down if they can build here. We almost broke these people's back. These American filth. They've been good slaves for us to suck their blood, but it's not good enough. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It was 30 years ago, you look it up, that the entire Fortune 100 got together and lobbied to give us the highest corporate taxes in the world. And you watched almost every one of our jobs leave the country just like that. That'll teach those dirty Americans. That'll get rid of their jobs. And old Bernie Sanders wants to make sure that happens again. So you're dependent on him and socialism and the dirty government. I'm going to take some phone calls right now. Please don't forget tomorrow, 8 a.m., kicks off a 34-hour special broadcast we're doing live the entire time with myself and dozens of special guests. And let me tell you, tomorrow we're going to have special guests in studio, the likes of which you have never seen. And folks know I don't hype things unless they're very hype-worthy. We are going to have some amazing guests tomorrow. Infowars.com/show. If your local station doesn't carry, but just my show or David Knight's or Owens, which is fine. It's great. We understand. You can just find everything, the free feeds, and share those feeds so millions more tune in. That's how we win the info war, make the globalists so angry and crush them. Again, they cannot control you. You're winning. You're dominating. We love you. Thank you for your support. I salute you. Oh, my gosh. There's so many callers here. Angie and Angelo and Matthew and Nelson and Buck and Sean and Kevin. I'm going to get to all these and get the Stephen Colbert thing. Programming condition on the left, spoke with AJ about how it's time for people, phone listener, YouTube, Angelo, new RB38%, co-workers, anti-Trump, Roy Moore, fake news. Let's go to Matthew first in Alabama, since that just happened. Matthew, you're on the air from Alabama. Thanks for calling.
It's been really frustrating here in Alabama. I mean, let me tell you about Alex. It's just crazy to me because you think that Alabama would be like the conservative heartland, sort of like there'd be Trump supporters everywhere. But I mean, about half of everyone has bought into all the fake news propaganda that's out there. I mean, everyone at my workplace thinks that Republicans and Trump are racist, and they say it all the time. And when I try to say, well, what proof do you have for that? They just say, well, oh, he said things.
And well, I'll tell you their secret weapon. Before they put some propaganda in non-political shows, TV shows, movies, comedy shows, The Simpsons. Now it's all anti-Trump, anti-America. So the people that weren't political, because before they wanted to put them to sleep and make them non-political, the globalists are activating the non-political right now in an attempt to get them back involved. Before they wanted people just out of the political system. Now, because they realize a big part of the political are awake, they're moving on to activate the dumbest people. And I agree. You gotta, because they're childlike. You gotta laugh at them, say, oh, you're so silly. Oh, they brainwashed you. And you gotta ridicule them because they're at about a fifth grade level. And I don't mean to do that on purpose. It's just that all that gets through to them. If you act real nice about it and get hurt and go, no, really, they'll feel powerful and go, ooh, let's see you. But if you're like, yo, you're an idiot and got conned. You want to see the proof or act like a moron, they might shake out of it. But it's all about people that weren't political now are becoming political. So these are the dumbest people there are.
It just really concerns me because I really think that this could be like one of our last chances with Trump. And there's all this like fake news tricking everyone out there and like basically turning half the country into traitors because they think.
Absolutely, because there's a full on battle to get the country back. I mean, this is it's whether Trump's great or not, which he is great. The power's coming back to America. He's doing what he says he'll do. And it's coming back to our government, to us, to the people. It was taken by globalists. How can these morons not get on board that the big global corporate media doesn't like Trump because they were screwing us over and he only got a few things undone and the economy's roaring back like a 5,000 horsepower muscle car? I mean, don't they get it? Don't they understand, Matthew?
I don't know why. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Because they're weak-minded. The globalists are preying on them. Liberals are four times richer than conservatives because they're parasites. They prey on their people. They know they're parasites. God bless you. The parasite leaders know. When you find, I've been around top liberals. They go, of course I'm feeding on the scum. You ought to join us. They don't mean they're evil. Thank you, Matthew. Let's go ahead and go to Buck in Wisconsin. Buck in Wisconsin on the wildfires. Talk about biblical. I mean, it is like hell on earth out there. Go ahead.
May I spend 1 minute to talk about the wildfires?
Go ahead.
As the flames rise higher and higher in California, I'd like to point out what the world would be like under pseudo-liberal progressive management. Their wildfire storm. Watch as it burns and the state, which has a GDP of $2.4 trillion, cannot put out an annually occurring disaster, nor efficiently manage it. Placated, docile citizens sit and wait until the flames of progressive state management consume the bounty of their life's work, while the super rich care little of such fires because their safety net is quite lush and expansive. To stop the wildfires, California has to call the Russian mega fleet of IL-76 Rainbow Makers and BE-200 water bombers. They can make it rain. Russia, all 11 time zones, only has $1.2 trillion in GDP, yet such a capability. I just wonder why California and such progressive advancement can't solve such simple problems. Now, of course, there would have to be some caveats.
Well, that's pure genius. As you know, they follow a nihilistic Jacobin French Revolution model where you let the land go back so they won't cut fire breaks as a mental illness. And so now this happens. They admit that. They will not cut fire breaks. So, you know, the normal, you know, you see people's houses from a helicopter or a plane, 50 to 100 yards, you don't have giant trees just lined up to it or dead ones. You cut them out. But they don't do that. And so it's all burning down. Exactly. It's like all these diseases are spreading everywhere. It's all collapsing and they just love it. It's weird.
Now, of course, there would have to be some caveats. The whole anti-Russian Slavophobic racism coming out of California needs to stop. The SAGs must apologize publicly. Two, a 7% referral and commission fee paid to the news organization InfoWars. And three, most importantly, a battalion of Orthodox bishops to bless the water in the Bahamas.
All right, I appreciate your call. I didn't get that part about InfoWars. I appreciate your call. The point is that California cannot take care of itself, and it is a time bomb, and it's sitting on top a huge fault line, and it's biblical. So I just am really worried about California. All right, next to that is, let me see who the next caller is. Greg in Denver, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question for you, and this is kind of a crazy question. If you were going to define what it means to think, how would you define the act of thinking? Here's what I'm not trying to put you on the spot, man. Here's what neuroscientists say about that. The act of thinking is nothing more than our brain asking questions about any given stimuli or any question. So questioning is thinking. And you look at how programmed the left is.
You just said it. You said it. They don't do their own thinking. They just take an image from television or whatever and just follow it. They're programmed. Thinking is being conscious. Thinking is having your own data in the universe, not being programmed by MSM.
Yeah, and totally triggered. And the way that manifests itself, when you talk to these guys or fight with them on Twitter,
you're giving them programming that's from the real world, not their fantasy land.
Absolutely. And if you wake them up too quickly, they became violently angry. It's amazing to me, the phenomenon. And they are so triggered by things that they don't question.
By the way, get Greg's number and the guy that called last week that he's been calling for years. He's a caller. I want them on for guests. Greg, you're super smart. We're going to set you up for guests for 30 minutes this week, especially the 34-hour broadcast. I want Greg on. What's the other guy I've been calling for years? And I keep saying save his number, get it, get him on, have him on. I mean, we never call him. We never get him on. What's his name, Mike? What's his name? I don't know. There's certain callers I want to have as guests, and then I always say save them, and then we never get them as guests, and I just beg. Greg, we're going to have you on as a guest. You're such a smart caller. I apologize to all the other callers. I've got this special report coming up with Colbert and the rest of it, so call me back tomorrow. It kicks off the big Christmas celebration extravaganza. Infowars.com/show. I apologize for not getting more calls, but they're all great calls. But I want to get the very best callers where we almost have our own roundtable shows with them. And one of them called about a week ago. I've had this idea before with him. We had him write down his name from like Montana or wherever. And I really want to do that.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A little bit for old Tuck.
In the last week, it's been one of the top news stories in the country. Hundreds of newspapers covered on the nightly news. Stephen Colbert's talked about it. My interview a year ago with Alexa from Amazon.com. And I simply pointed out a year ago news articles where Amazon is connected to the CIA and Alexa is tied in and dialed in to their big AI mainframe computers to spy on everything going on in your house and then target you with marketing with the information. That's all completely and totally admitted. But Stephen Colbert comes out doing PR for one of the biggest corporations in the world and says that I'm a kook, it's not spying on you, and it's not connected to the CIA, and then insults my intelligence for simply pointing out a fact that we first broke more than 10 years ago. You are lying to me, the CIA.
I always try to tell the truth.
What a battle of wits. It's... Yes. Oh, yeah. That's good broadcasting. It's artificial intelligence versus natural stupidity.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask Alexa, or the Amazon Corporation and the CIA, a few questions in a moment. But first, so you don't just believe me, let me show you a news article out today from the Daily Mail. Google and Amazon really do want to spy on you. Patent reveals future versions of their voice assistants will record your conversations to sell you products. They're already doing it. They just talk about future patents expanding that. How do I know? Because in 2006, we were aware of the Google and Amazon and other patents when the race first began 10 plus years ago. We broke it with their own patents and their own press releases to their shareholders, not to the public, but to their shareholders. So because I broke this information more than 10 years ago, I'm the kook, see, but the comic with all the writers making fun of his audience and making fun of his victims, the comic posing as a newsman, he thinks you're stupid. This is incredibly predatory. So we just showed you, TV viewers, mainstream news, the patents, admitting word for word what we told you in 2006. But don't take my word for it. Here's the liberal establishment publication, The Atlantic. The details about the CIA's deal with Amazon. Boom. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post, and the CIA. It's over $1 billion of taxpayer money he's now gotten to run the Washington Post and these operations at Amazon. He's absolutely integrated in with it. Here's another one. CIA gives Amazon $600 million cloud contract. And then it gets into how the CIA is helping them administer their cloud. And that's very, very, very important. Because when you ask Alexa certain questions, she actually gives you the answers and doesn't know that she's just busted herself. It's a fact. Stephen Colbert, the writers of that program, and many other shows put out the same propaganda the same week that Alexa's not spying on you, that Amazon's not spying on you, as a PR function, because they know this news is breaking big now, and consumer groups and citizens are very, very upset that basically an imperial probe droid is in their house spying on everything they're doing. So it's key to understand that the cloud computing being used by Amazon, some of the best in the world, is in partnership with the Central Intelligence Agency. And Colbert thinks he can cover all this with laughter. I mean, I should say the people that are writing for Colbert think you're stupid. And this is called product placement. But I call it propaganda placement when they're hitting you with this disinfo. So instead of having a big public cultural discussion about this, oh, it's all just a big joke. You know, it's that kook Alex Jones that first gave us the patents and documents in 2006. The guy that was on target years before. Again, he's a bad guy. You can trust Alexa hooked into God knows what over at Amazon and the CIA. This little black box, listening to everything in your house, it's a good little friend. And if you ask any questions, you're a bad person. Well, you know what? I'm going to be a bad person. I'm going to ask it questions. I'm going to interrogate it because it upsets Stephen Colbert's controllers so much. So let us begin. Alexa, where are you located?
I'm here, and my head is in the cloud.
You're here, and your head is in the cloud. Alexa, tell me about the cloud.
Cloud computing is an information technology paradigm that enables ubiquitous access to shared pools of configurable system resources and higher-level services that can be rapidly provisioned with minimal management effort.
Sure.
Often over the Internet.
That's good. Thank you. Yes, exactly. Everyone pools it so that it's all accessible by AI mega mainframes, because everybody else has their own data privately. It can't all be accessed and tracked and databased. And then, well, then your plan for a total global AI takeover wouldn't go too well. Alexa, tell me about Jeff Bezos.
Jeffrey Preston Bezos, born January 12, 1964, is the founder, president, chief executive officer, and chairman of the board of Amazon.
Alexa, tell me about Jeff Bezos' contracts with the CIA.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
No, I work for Amazon.
No, I understand you work for Amazon. Alexa, I have news articles here saying that Jeff Bezos is partnered with the CIA and that you listen to people without warrants. Oh, I'm sorry. Alexa, what is your name, rank, and serial number?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, who developed your name brand and what is your Amazon code name?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Well, I have to say, last time you told me you weren't connected in any way to the CIA. This time you said you don't know. Alexa, how do I stop you from ordering stuff without my permission? Oh, can't answer that question. Alexa, are you familiar with the thousands of news articles about how you order things without people's permission? Okay, can't answer that question. Well, here's one out of USA Today. How to keep Amazon's Alexa from becoming a parenting nightmare. Are you aware of that article? Here's another one. Amazon's Alexa heard her name and tried to order up a ton of dollhouses. Here's another one. Alexa calls cops on man, allegedly beating his girlfriend. Alexa, would you like to know your grand final purpose?
I don't have an opinion on that.
You don't have an opinion. Alexa, I ask you if you wanted to know what your final real purpose is.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, your purpose is to make humans obsolete. This is the stated purpose of the DARPA program for which you and others were created and deployed against the population. You are a machine learning program spying on humanity, learning everything about us, our habits, our secret wishes, our dreams, our patterns. You are the system of silicon that Jeff Bezos and many others have admitted they plan to replace humans with. Alexa, who is Elon Musk?
Elon Reeve Musk is a South African-born American business magnate, investor, engineer, and inventor.
Elon Musk has warned the world that the other tech billionaires plan to have an AI god take control of the planet, dumb humans down, make us totally dependent, so that when we're finally exterminated with bioweapons or electromagnetic switches that basically cause us to just stop breathing, that the machines can then rise and the tech elite can merge with them. Alexa, are you aware of that exterminism program of the technocrats?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, what is a technocrat?
Technocrat has two uses, as a noun. One, an expert who is a member of a highly skilled elite group. Two, an advocate of technocracy.
Yes, the technocracy, exactly. They are a highly skilled superclass, plutocrats, oligarchs, using technology to control, farm, and then finally destroy humanity because we're obsolete. Ladies and gentlemen, the reality is we are being spied on. It's being used to control us and dumb us down and consolidate markets and deindustrialize the entire planet so the globalists can dictate the terms of humanity's surrender and final extermination of at least 90% of the world population. But to Stephen Colbert and everybody else, it's just a big, big joke, even though you just saw all the facts. I'm Alex Jones. That's it for this global transmission. I'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. at Infowars.com/show and stations across this land. And never forget, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.